We have one item of old business this morning.
Hey, George, somebody, we're going to have last week, we have money to bank.
Mr. Lanky, please go.
It is conditional use number 1962, the application of Chesapeake Agro Soil LLC to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a composting facility as an extension to conditional use number 1314 and conditional use number 1691, which was approved for a micronutrient plant with a related truck entrance and rail spur for processing and handling of poultry litter. Site is located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, and contains 228.88 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 13A, north of Route 485, and being identified as tax map ID numbers, District 132, Map 6, Parcel 88.01 and 95, and tax map ID, District 132, Map 11, Parcel 41. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on April 25th. The council held public hearing and on May 21st, I believe. Yes. The public hearing before the commission, the report is before you. We did receive an exhibit booklet. There was testimony received from the Conservation District, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The applicants had several people with them, attorneys, engineers, the applicant's representatives. There was one party, Mr. Doug Parham, present on behalf of the Inland Bays Foundation as a board member and as chair of the Public Information Committee in support. Mr. Parham also read a letter from Ed Key, Secretary of the State Department of Agriculture, in support. We had four parties present before the commission in opposition. Their comments were raised and answers were provided by the applicant's representatives. On April 25th, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On May 23rd, 2013, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1962 for Chesapeake Agro Soil LLC for a composting facility based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an extension of existing conditional uses approved by Sussex County. Conditional use 1314 and 1691 were for a micronutrient plant with related truck entrances and a rail spur for the processing and handling of poultry litter. This is a reasonable change to the existing uses and a reasonable expansion to the overall site. Two, the proposed site is adjacent to the existing micronutrient plant that is operated by Purdue Agri Soils LLC. The proposal is consistent with this adjacent use. Three, the proposed use will have a positive economic impact on Sussex County and its residents, with full-time employees on the site and additional equipment and hauling services that are necessary for the operation of the facility. Four, the application is supported by the Inland Bays Foundation. Five, the Secretary of the Delaware Department of Agriculture supports the project. Six, the use is consistent with the underlying AR1 agricultural zoning and the rural agriculture uses that exist in the vicinity of the site. Seven, the proposed use will be a benefit to agriculture in Sussex County as well as the Delmarva Peninsula as an efficient means to eliminate a potential source of excess nitrates and phosphates from area soils. It also provides an innovative but environmentally sensitive method of handling poultry waste products and produces an end product that can be beneficially used in an environmentally responsible manner. Eight, this use promotes the goals of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan by enhancing the environmental quality of Sussex County. It is also a use which has a public and semi-public character that is essential and desirable to the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Nine, this recommendation for approval, however, is subject to the following conditions. A, the conditions of previously approved conditional use 1314 and 1691 are unchanged by this approval unless specifically modified herein. B, the use shall be strictly limited to the improvement shown on the April 11, 2013 site plan proposed by Axiom Engineering LLC. Any future additions, alterations, or improvements to the site plan shall be subject to an application and public hearing to amend this conditional use. C, any rail cars accessing the site shall be cleaned at an off-site location. B, the noise and odor emissions from the operation of the composting facility shall not exceed minimum standards established by DENREC or any other agency having jurisdiction over the project. The odors shall be controlled by negative air pressure in the receiving building and a biofilter and by the GORE cover system. C, the land of the site plan surrounding the composting facility shall remain wooded north of the truck entrance. The location of all wooded, vegetative, and buffer areas shall be shown on the final site plan. F, as proposed by the applicant, all wooded areas outside the approximate 20-acre project area shall remain as woodlands. Cutover woodland shall be allowed to mature. G, any lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not illuminate neighboring properties or roadways. H, all trucks entering the site must be covered. I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. It was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried 4 votes to none, with Mr. Ross not participating, to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. For the benefit of Council's memory, on May 21st of 2013, you did hold a public hearing. Two of the parties that spoke in opposition came in support after meeting with a consultant to get a better understanding of what took place or what was proposed to take place. So and the other two parties did not participate in Council, so whether they were in support or in opposition, we don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
He said the use is consistent with the underlying AR1 agricultural zoning, but we're doing a CU because it's not something that's by right, if I understand correctly.
Correct.
And he says, and the rural agricultural uses that exist in the vicinity. I think he's talking about the pellet factory. I guess that's what he's talking about. Yeah. I'm just curious. That's interesting that be consistent with the underlying AR1 ag zoning. I just, it'd be good in the future for folks to know exactly what that all is if they live.
Yeah, if you read the Secretary of Agriculture's comments, mm-hmm. and he's in support, he feels it's an agricultural use.
Yes.
More than it was a need for a conditional use.
Well, we get complaints
from
people.
We're seeing that a lot.
And so
lately,
I think they should be told what is agricultural use.
There is a lot of agricultural uses that are supported by the Department of Agriculture as
yes.
being agriculture, but they're not listed as permitted agriculture
not
uses
here.
In our ordinances.
Okay.
We've had several, for example, the mulching operation, similar to this. We've
right.
had several applications with Blue Hen Organic.
Mm-hmm.
There's one down there in Millville.
One was Lawson's, too.
And Lawson's also over. So they've all been through that. And then basically the comment is that it's actually an agriculture activity
yeah.
because part of agriculture also includes forestry. So that's
right. I understand.
Part of the reason for that.
Thank
you. Question, Mr. Lank? Could you read the short title, sir?
I would refer that to the attorney.
He doesn't have a copy.
No, I do not have a copy of the short title.
Oh, yeah, you don't have a copy of it?
No, sir.
No.
That's why I asked you to do it.
I can read the title. Condition use 1962, the application of Chesapeake AgriSoil LLC to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a composting facility as an extension to conditional use number 1314 and conditional use 1691. A microbe nutrient plant with a related truck entrance and rail spur for processing and handling of poultry litter to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 228.88 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 13A, north of Road 485, and being more specifically identified as Tax Map ID 132, Map 6, Parcel 88.01 and 95, and also Tax Map ID 132, Map 11, Parcel 41.
Thank you, sir.
With the conditions that Mr. Lenk read into the record when he was given the presentation and contained on pages 5 and 6, and they are A through I.
Pleasure, counsel.
Read it. I mean, no.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'm happy with what planning and zoning did here. I like their reasons and I like those conditions. I think they did a good job and I'm all for it, yes.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's complements the ag district, and it's there's an existing conditional use there, which is doing something similar to help benefit the agricultural community in Sussex County.
Yes. Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes. It's an appropriate use for that location. I think the applicant has done a good job in the past with a difficult product, and with the conditions set forth by planning and zoning, I believe it protects the community. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes, and with P&Z, and by the way, it is a good product. As farmers, it's a much-needed product. In fact, there's not enough of it.
I also concur with the rest of council. I do think it certainly adds to what's already being done there. It's a good use for the facility, and they have addressed the concerns of the neighbors. Justify, that's a good thing. And with the conditions, I vote yes.
Thank you,
sir. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have three grants for your request. The first one is the March of Dimes, Delaware, for the Farmer and the Chef South event. The focus of the event is to pair Sussex County farmers with Sussex chefs to help them develop sustainable relationships. They're requesting $2,500. The last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make a motion. We give $100 each.
You could do that if it were July 1st.
Well, I'm running low myself. Let me ask you, is time of the essence on this one? We can just put this on hold
we can do it
and
next
we defer
week?
And we get,
sure.
we bring it up after this, after
July 1st.
I don't want my account overdrawn.
No, we want to get we'd like to get some of your money.
I know that.
If it's okay with the rest of council, we'll just put this on the agenda for the first meeting in July.
Yes.
And since we had to wait, Joan could get $200.
Okay.
No, I won't either.
I don't know what she's going to do to collect, make $200.
If you would, Mrs. Jennings, on the next meeting in July, the first we have, put it on the agenda. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
I will. Okay, the next one is Laurel High School varsity softball team for state championship jackets. This is a new grant. The 2013 Laurel softball team is the first group in the history of the Laurel School District to earn the state title, and there's no specific amount being requested.
Okay.
I'd like to give $500 from my account and $500 from Mr. Vincent's account.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
I get a second that.
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. And next.
The River Soccer Club travel team for tournament expenses. This is also a new grant. The soccer group is representing the state at the Regional One Championship in Rhode Island. And there's no specific amount being requested. A donation of $500 would cover the hotel and travel expenses for one player.
And how much money do I have again?
You have $1,200.
This is the last meeting of this fiscal year.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I will.
Give it all, George.
Well, I will. How many kids
put
are
on
gone?
The agenda
Does
next
it say how many kids are gone?
They have 18 players.
18 players. I'll give $500.
And I'll also give $500. Make that motion. $500 from Mr. Phillips. $500 from Mr. Cole of taxpayer dollars.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, it's taxpayer dollars, but this is for sports, and we don't have a Parks and Recreation Department. Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
And proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
Next, please, brought before council, Mr. Guy.
I'd like to comment on Mrs. Deaver's comment.
Oh, my Lord.
Go ahead, Mr. Wilson, you had the floor.
Let Sam sign in.
Mr. Dan Kramer.
Good
guess I could ask a question. She says we don't have no parks.
And Recreation Department.
Parks and Recreation
Department.
Now, do you mean county or private, Joe?
County doesn't. We don't have a department.
Then why do we need it if there's private parks around? Sure, there are private parks.
You got that right, Sam.
Mr. Kramer.
Why should county get involved in that?
You got that right.
Mr. Kramer, you have the microphone, sir.
My name is Dan Kramer. I agree with one thing right there. We don't need Parks and Recreation. We got enough garbage going on. The question I have, you're going to have a parking lot out here at Pine Street or wherever. Are they going to do the same garbage that they did back here in the back parking lot when they put a hole in the ground and eliminated 6 or 8 parking spaces? They're going to do the same thing with Denrick?
It means a drainage.
Does it have stormwater management?
Stormwater management.
Sure it does.
Okay.
Required.
No pond.
Make a motion we recess
till 1:30 for public hearing. Have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We're now in recess till 1:30.